As a child, the first time I saw a lightning bug was magical. I distinctly remember the way its nearly weightless body felt after I captured it in my hands, and the way it glowed with a yellowish-green light like a tiny firework. Then, just as quickly, disappeared into the summer's evening skies. Now, some 40-odd years later, I still find fireflies, or lightning bugs, as most people call them around here, to be remarkable. Just yesterday, my son taught me something I'd never known about them. That, in fact, firefly eggs glow. In some species, scientists have even observed them flashing in direct response to vibrations. Amazing, right? Fireflies thrive in our forests and fields and the margins between them. These bioluminescent beetles are found in humid, warm environments all over the world. More than 2,000 species can be found in North and South America, Europe, Africa, Australia, and Asia. But as many as there are out there, I've noticed something peculiar. There just aren't as many fireflies for me to share with my kids as there were when I was their age. Barely enough to fill a tiny jelly jar, let alone a hefty mayonnaise jar. I was hopeful their disappearance was just a local issue, but recent research confirms what I feared. World over, fireflies are disappearing. To understand why, you need a few essential facts about their habitat preference and communication strategies. Fireflies spend most of their daytime on the ground amidst tall grasses near a good water source. As night falls, they crawl to the peaks of the grass blades and ascend to nearby tree branches. In both flight and in the trees, fireflies use light as their language. They use their intermittent, flashy light patterns to attract mates, defend territory, and warn off predators. But our once uninterrupted forests and fields are being paved over or turned into landscaped lawns, and our waterways are seeing more and more development. As firefly habitat disappears under housing and commercial developments, their numbers dwindle. Scientists believe that logging, pollution, and increased use of pesticides may also contribute to destroying firefly habitat, as well as other insects, insect larvae, slugs, and snails that they eat. Plus, all our development comes with lots of exterior lighting which can interrupt firefly flash patterns. Recently, researchers have observed that fireflies who blink in a group pattern, called synchronous fireflies, get out of sync after a car's headlights pass. Scientists believe light pollution from homes, stores, and streetlights may make it difficult for fireflies to signal each other properly during mating, meaning fewer firefly larvae are born next season. But there are a few things you can do to help, and every little bit counts. Allow some room for wilderness on your property. Try low-hanging trees, leaf litter, and long grasses, which all create welcoming environments for fireflies. Since fireflies need a source of water, install a bird bath in your backyard. Cut back on chemical fertilizers and pesticides. And easiest of all, reduce the amount of light in your yard at night by switching off porch and garage lights. Following these tips could mean a resurgence of fireflies in our area. Want to see a lot of fireflies this weekend? Just north of us in Pennsylvania, the Allegheny National Forest has one of only a few North American colonies of those so-called synchronous fireflies. This species all glows at once in a concentrated area of the forest, and the best viewing time is right about now. Not ready for a road trip? Join Irvine Nature Center's team of naturalists on a dusk walk tomorrow night at 6:30. You'll be sure to see all sorts of wildlife, fireflies included. Or you can learn more by visiting www.explorenature.org/thenatureofthings. I'm Brooks Patternut, Executive Director of Irvine Nature Center, for WYPR, your NPR news station.